Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This very useful platform was born from the need to address the economic issue. It is called a slice and is a software that offers a direct financial link between electronic music producers and sales shops, removing any intermediary channel. The mission of this brand is to be able to create a fairer financial system thanks to a management software that allows DJs to effortlessly acquire the data of their playlists and to offer, voluntarily, a small part of their remuneration. The amount is variable, but 5% is recommended. The minimum donation is $10, directly to track down the producers. Everything works through the collection of information tracked and monitored on a common USB key during the DJ set and then uploaded to the Slice software on your laptop. This process avoids making mistakes during the transcriptions performed during the usual moments of loading the same tracklists by the DJ. Slice therefore acts as its own information collection agency and uses metadata and algorithms to match and attribute the authorship and handling of the track flow to their respective owners. DVS1, aka Zach Kudaretsky, DJ and creator of Slice, explained that the use and approach to the platform interface is totally intuitive. There is a lot of unreleased music that would never have had the slightest hope of being recognized, classified, and paid for. However, this is no longer the case as of today, Kudaretsky said. The idea came to me by looking at my playlists. I kept seeing the names of 100 young producers who would not have made money in the traditional way. The biggest supporters of Kudaretsky's initiative have so far been the DJs of the techno scene, but interest is spreading to insiders from the house, drum and bass, and mainstream dance sectors. This is Trip Records podcast, all about the world of clubbing. If you are interested in Trip Records sets is still active, you will always find the link in the description. See you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.